Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. It's time for an NFL Draft Big Board Report. And a segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. I started my draft coverage on my podcast, How About Wow, on YouTube. You can subscribe if you want to. But I'm working with my buddy who played at Kentucky. He was all-academic SEC. And I laid out my draft premise like this on a show that we uploaded last night. I want to see if any of the top three edges are there. Reese, very long shot. Something crazy would have to go on in his pre-draft process for the Ohio State linebacker edge to get in there. But Bailey and Bain have a better chance, you know, and maybe there's other guys who can join that as the draft process plays out. I'll be interested to see what we learn from the combine and what people are saying and who could get elevated coming out of the Senior Bowl and all that. But that's my basic plan. I want one of the first three edges. If they're not there, then I'm looking for best defensive player available. Best DPA, best defensive player available, I think is how I would say that. It sounds kind of dirty when it came out of my mouth, so yep. Maybe I want to rethink that.
I kind of enjoy that.
But if I'm cleaned out, and I don't think I will be, I'm fine. I'm fine taking the best defensive player there. But at 20, there's a chance I could be, so I'm trying to trade down there. But I have a feeling there's going to be either C.J. Allen or a corner or another edge that I like Cassius Howell from A&M or something. So, you know, I guess it first starts, the first domino is what's available at 12 and can I get one of those edges? How would you guys approach this? Like 12 and 20, that's a pretty nice blessing. How do you maximize it?
Yeah, I mean, this is one where I think you're going to end up having a player slide to 12 for you that you're going to love, whether that ends up being Caleb Downs. Now, my fear would be Washington for him. Washington does have a track record of taking safeties in the top 10. They did it with Sean Taylor, and they did it with Jarvis Landry, your LSU Tiger. So Washington might be one of those teams that says, like, we like our safeties, and they take the best player in the draft in Downs. I think if Bain or David Bailey slid there to 12, absolutely, I'm considering them, to your point. Otherwise, like Mansoor Delane, the corner from LSU, I think he's ready to rock day one, plug and play. Jermod McCoy, I'm assuming the medicals are all going to check out. That's the corner from Tennessee. I think all those guys are in play there at pick 12. And then at pick 20 is when maybe I'd consider, you know, the linebackers. I think that's when the C.J. Allen comes into play. Maybe Sonny Styles from Ohio State, if he can make it there. And if the corners as well. I mean, this thing is so deep. It stretches so much when it comes to corners. I think there is a drop-off from the top edges to then the next group, you know, that we're going to talk about. But I think corner at 20, if you can't get your guy at 12, would definitely probably be the course of action.
Man, corner would be amazing.
I tell you what, I think I'm gonna draft the corner at 12 and stretch the edges to 20.
Okay. Is so what you'd go with like Cassius Howell?
Yeah, I Bain Bailey.
I don't think
Mesidor.
You think those guys
Howell,
would get to, Bain and Bailey can make it to 20?
I'm kind of thinking that
you can get the fourth one and he's going to be
digging,
pretty good.
I'm thinking these corners might be better players or might be higher rated players on my stack than
some of the edges.
Okay. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to stretch this thing. I'm going to think I'm going to get some pretty damn good value for an edge at 20 instead of maybe having to pick one that I'm not too totally sure about. I love Bain. I love Bailey. I think I have less questions about Delaney and guys like that. I know McCoy's injury, so I think the Cowboys would probably take Delaney over McCoy. But I think that this edge group probably stretches a little bit longer than what the corner room stretches.
So you want to get corner out of the way, and plus you think these guys are going to be graded higher than the edges?
Yeah, if I could, I don't think there's a – I'll be interested. Not everybody's going to fall in love with Bain. His body type is not that for everybody.
I had somebody say he's got a Terrell Suggs body type to me, and that's spot on.
That's fair. That's really, really fair. Now, if he plays like Suggs, Suggs was a 10th overall pick, I believe, is what he was. Hmm. But I kind of feel like, though, that with Mesidor, how high – this Mason Thomas you need to take a peek at.
I like our Mason Thomas, and I like Zion Young from Mizzou a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of what we would do. Let's take a look at some of these mocks here in this G-Bag Nation NFL Draft Big Board Report. Broadus is going to be doing it once again, heading up our coverage.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dominating, giving you the best draft coverage you can find anywhere in the country. PFF did an undrafted, or rather an updated mock coming out of the wild card. Keldrick Falk at 12. I do like him as a player, but I hope the Cowboys err more on the side of elite pass rusher than good end.
Yeah.
And then, so I would not want to take him at 12. He'd be in the running for me maybe at 20, but yeah. I like C.J. Allen, the linebacker from Georgia. That's who they went there at 20. And I think Allen could very well have a better career than Sonny Styles. I think Allen is a dog. He is physical, and he gives you the awareness and the smarts of what you would hope for in a green dot guy. I did go back finally and watch the Sonny Styles against Indiana game, and I like it. You guys are right. I think he is a half tick slow to recognize, and part of that is going to cost him more in the NFL. I think there's a learning curve with Sonny Styles, and when he is arriving to make tackles, Brian, he is getting pushed back. You know, I think there's a limit to, wow, he's got all the modern linebacker traits. Where's the physicality? Where's the strength? And I see a guy he's dragging guys and pulling them down. Now, don't get me wrong. If they draft Sonny Styles, I'm gonna be optimistic about that.
The more powerful guys might be Allen, be Hill.
Sure.
Wait till you take a look at Jeremiah Trotter's son play at Missouri.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
These guys. If you're looking for guys that are like Mike linebacker type guys, look at Allen, look at Hill, look at Trotter. Those are Rodriguez, I know.
Yeah, Jonathan Rodriguez.
And the funny thing about it is, and I think I'm right about this, I think that Allen and Rodriguez are the same size.
They are. They're both 6'1".
6'1", 235.
Or Jacob, excuse me.
Because Allen looks like he's got more pop to him.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like he's a thicker guy. So I kind of have an idea of, like I say, Allen, Hill, Trotter, Rodriguez. Hmm. I have an idea of who my Mike linebacker could be. I think Stiles is a guy that's a little bit like, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, what's the thing that you don't have right now at linebacker?
Coverage.
Coverage.
Yeah.
This is where Stiles. This is where Stiles steps in. And if you were to say, hey, listen, but how do you feel about James? And how do you feel about Overshown? Better cover guy? I don't think James is a better cover guy at all.
I didn't think he was a cover guy coming out of Florida. Not at all. I thought he was a blitzer and a downhill guy.
So you got to determine what this new defensive coordinator has got to determine, like, how do you play your Mike linebacker?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a physical guy that doesn't cover? Because I can make a point that Allen, Hill, Trotter, those guys are not great cover guys. But playing downhill and being physical,
yeah,
I'd fight for those guys all day.
That's why I love Jacob Rodriguez, because I think he's a blend.
I keep mixing it up.
He's a blend of everything you just described. I think he can cover well. He's always in the right place. He's 100% a green dot guy, leader, and also is a dude that can step up and smack people in the running game and also can give you some blitzing ability. So, like, Rodriguez, probably because of the size, he's a day two guy. But he's
the same size as C.J. Allen.
Yeah.
So when you start to fight like, oh, he's a small guy. One of the top linebackers, one of those physical linebackers in the draft, I think, is Allen. Same size as Rodriguez. So don't get those two twisted. It's like, oh, well, some people say, well, I don't like his size. Well, if you like Allen, you should like Rodriguez.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't there something to playing lower though and being more
leverage
capable of playing with leverage? Yeah,
one man wins.
These guys, I mean, these linebackers I mentioned, Allen, Hill, Trotter, Rodriguez, they will smack you. You know, there's some physicality. Now, Stiles, I think, is a little bit different. That's a converted safety. Guy's got great. I mean, he's 243 pounds, but I don't think he plays like Allen, Hill, Trotter, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit more like, and you're talking about maybe a tick slow, but I feel like, though, if you had to play him in coverage,
once he gets going, he's really athletic. Very fast. Like, he is going to be that middle-of-the-field linebacker of your dreams with that. And it'll be really interesting to see how the NFL looks at that.
Yeah.
Like, are you for sure he's even going to be available at 12? I'm not, because he is so traitsy. A team might fall in love with him. I just think that if I'm taking a middle linebacker in the top half of the first round, he better do it all.
Yeah. Let me do everybody a favor here. Allen, Georgia; Hill, Texas; Trotter, Missouri; Rodriguez, Texas Tech. I just want to make sure that when we're out there, we know that we're talking about, that people know who we're talking about.
Draft Network stepped in with their latest mock draft. It is Sonny Styles and Jermod McCoy. Blogging the Boys has a story up here to finish our NFL draft big board report. They give you three players that make sense for the Cowboys at 20. Cassius Howell, A&M, Edge; Keldrick Falk, Auburn. He's 290 pounds. I couldn't imagine the Cowboys taking an end that's not an elite pass rusher.
The problem I have with Overton that we talked about from Alabama. I don't know how to play this guy. Is he a three technique? Does he need to lose weight? What's he need? He's 278 pounds. I don't see that. I mean, if you need a guy that could rush the passer and play the run, yeah, but how about Dallas Cowboys? How about a pass rush?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I like Keldrick Falk, but not at 12 for me.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
Him to Clowney. Yeah. I think he's one of those guys, well-rounded player, definitely an outstanding run defender, can set the edge for you.
He's from Auburn, by the way.
Auburn, yeah. And you can't miss him if you want to watch Auburn play. I don't know that he's ever going to be a double-digit sack guy.
Yeah, and you need a fix for that so bad, and you have so many other needs that if you can't address edge in a immediately impactful way, I think you'd be looking at different players until maybe you get to 20.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.